Well, turning to the UK, where there has been political news developing well and truly over the past few hours. Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, is fighting to save his position as leader after devastating local election results in the past week. Sir Keir has pledged to prove his doubters wrong, announcing a series of new policies in a speech overnight, but many of his colleagues are unconvinced. The BBC is reporting that 71 Labour MPs have now called for Keir Starmer to resign or set out a timetable for resignation. Tom Baldwin is Keir Starmer's biographer. He's also a British journalist and former Labour Party's senior advisor and joins me now. Tom, welcome to Breakfast.
Hello.
How much trouble is Keir Starmer in politically right now? What do you think?
He's in very deep trouble. All day there's been a steady drip of one more backbencher, another backbencher calling for him to go. Total's now reached about 71. It's about less than a fifth of the parliamentary Labour Party, but it's just this sort of constant feed of people coming through. There's now some junior government parliamentary private secretaries calling for him to go, and most significantly, it's being reported that a cabinet minister, the Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood, is going to call for him to go. So it does feel there's a momentum growing, but it's quite weird in that. It's less than 2 years since Keir Starmer was elected with his vast majority more than 170 seat majority. That has meant to bring a period of stability and calm. And now it looks like there's a very strong chance that we'll be on our seventh prime minister since the Brexit vote 10 years ago. Mm. And we're beginning to look like an unserious country.
But what's your read on that? I mean, for Keir Starmer in recent weeks and months, it's been the Sir Peter Mandelson scandal has accelerated some of the disapproval, also the local election results. But it seems like the dissatisfaction with the major parties, that is increasing exponentially.
Yeah, there's Labour's sort of losing votes in five different ways to five different parties. There's no one reason. There's, it's losing votes to the Greens, it's losing votes to nationalists in Scotland and Wales. It's losing votes to the insurgent populist right, to the Reform Party. And, we're in a sort of incredibly unstable period of politics. This sort of chaos, which has been going on for 10 years or more in our politics, seems to be just sort of developing its own momentum and sort of churning out more and more failing governments, unstable governments. If you stand back from it, it's quite weird to see why this government should be unstable. It's got this big majority. It's 3 years to go before a general election. And yet you've got a sense of panic among Labour MPs, partly because there's so many of them, often with very small majorities. They're losing votes on both flanks. They don't know where to go. And Keir Starmer is unpopular in the country. But, I'm not sure getting a seventh prime minister in, getting yet another body thrown out of the window and down the street, is going to change those fundamentals. And right now, when Britain's on the edge of a recession, facing possible fuel shortages, there's a war going on in the Middle East, there's a war going on in Ukraine, I think it looks quite odd for Labour Party to be considering a leadership election with all the posturing and pandering to different sectarian interests that you're going to get in the Labour Party. I think that look irresponsible and may actually end up doing the Labour Party more damage.
Tom, with your political and journalistic experience and writing this biography about Keir Starmer, what do you make of his instincts? Is he likely to keep swinging? Is he going to fight against this push against him? Or will it reach a certain point and he will step aside?
He's a very proud, very stubborn man. He's not particularly expressive, but he's got quite deep emotions. He will not want to go like this. He won't want to go being defined by failure or a decision over Peter Mandelson's ambassadorship, which he probably, if he trusted his own instincts, he wouldn't have made. He'll want to hang on. He's said today that he's going to prove the doubters wrong. It's quite hard to drag a prime minister out of Downing Street if he doesn't want to go. The different mechanisms are, you need 81 Labour MPs to trigger a contest. Even then, Keir Starmer could take part in the contest and he could appeal to the party membership, among whom he's still actually relatively popular. So it's not necessarily a case that if the MPs get a leadership election, they'll get him out. Or it may be that this will happen very quickly, that tomorrow morning, just in about 12 hours' time, there'll be a cabinet meeting. And if a you know, a critical mass of cabinet ministers say to him he should go. Maybe he'll say, that's it, I can't hang on. It looks at the moment like the majority of the cabinet are staying with him. I don't think it's, you know, the media sort of got sort of scent of blood in their nostrils and they think they've got him. I think he'll do everything he can to cling on, and he may yet get some more weeks, some more months, and who knows, or it may be over in hours. It's very difficult to call. And the one thing we know in our very unstable politics, that anyone who predicts exactly what's going to happen next is probably a fool.
A few weeks ago, Tom, we had Patrick Maguire, chief commentator for The Times, on the program. I was asking him then, and this was the follow-on from the Peter Mandelson scandal. This is what he had to say about Keir Starmer.
If you look at any opinion poll, the public don't merely dislike this man, they hate him. You know, he is the most disliked prime minister in recorded history, according to some opinion polls. So it's not going to change the game. It is, his situation is already terminal. The question is the length of the diagnosis.
What do you think of that analysis?
Well, there speaks the true voice of the media. Patrick McGuire is a very good journalist. I know him very well. But a curious fact about British politics is the five most unpopular prime ministers in British polling history, in ascending order, go Theresa May, Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, Rishi Sunak, and now Keir Starmer. The last five. Each of them has taken turns to break their immediate predecessor's record for low personal ratings. Now, I think that's got something to do with the state of British politics, the deep unhappiness in the country, rather than a rational assessment of each prime minister's capability. And this prime minister hasn't crashed the economy. He hasn't taken us into an illegal war. You know, he hasn't been great. He's disappointed a lot of people. But the sheer incorrect rage expressed against him, I think, is not entirely fair. And nor do I think it will stop if you replace him with someone else, because we're in this cycle now. The last five popular prime ministers, the most five unpopular prime ministers. You know, there's something going on in British politics, much more than just sort of how Keir Starmer's doing the job at the moment.
Tom, it's been so interesting to get some of your insights. Thank you very much for joining us, and I suspect we'll be talking to you again. This story ain't over yet. Thank you very much.
Thank you.